Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Vrindavan Das Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam 5.2.21 onwards. Before handing the call to the Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Praveen Govind Prabhuji to give the brief introduction about Vrindavan Das Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, my learned pranams to all the devotees on the call. His Grace Vrindavan Prabhuji is a postgraduate in commerce and business management in India, but he gave up his high-paying job to serve humanity. In his young age, he served the RSS and Vishwa Hindu Parishad by opening a school for the blind and orphanage and hospitals. He first came in contact with ISKCON in 1974, and understanding that spreading the true message of Bhagavad Gita is the greatest welfare activity, he joined as a full-time preacher in 1985. For over 30 years, he has done many valuable services, including temple president, traveling Sankirtan party leader, head pujari, temple commander, brahmachari training program leader, congregational preaching leader, padyatra coordinator, spiritual mentor, accountant, etc. He is a senior disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Under his guidance, he has opened many preaching centers in ISKCON and developed them into successful preaching centers. He is also known for his seven-day Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam discourses, which are attended by thousands of people. Many brahmacharis and families have joined Krishna consciousness through his preaching. At present, he stays with his family in Pune, India. He travels all over India, America, Europe for preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna. Vinamrat pranams to all the devotees. And Prabhuji, please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Praveen Govind Prabhuji.
I don't see Prabhuji. Do you see? Vrinda Mataji, can you check?
Radhika Mataji, please call Prabhuji.
Yeah, I'm calling Mataji. He's joining. It will take like 1 or 2 minutes.
Thank you so much.
We can continue chanting, Mataji.
Thank you so much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam. You're on mute, Prabhuji. I would like to hand over the call to you. Prabhuji, you are on mute, Prabhuji.
Haribol, I can't hear anything.
Yes, Prabhuji, you can. We can hear you now.
I can't hear anybody.
Oh. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for your very valuable time and association to us. Can you hear us, Prabhuji?
No. Prabhuji cannot hear anything.
Yeah.
Prabhuji, can you check your microphone?
Can you hear us, Prabhuji, now?
Just text him. If he cannot hear, then...
Ask him, she can.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
I still cannot hear. Please check your microphone.
Oh, plug that in.
Good.
Into the bottom.
Into the bottom. They can hear me, I don't know.
Okay. You can talk and see.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Can you hear now?
Can they hear you?
Yes.
Okay. Then,
check volume or microphone.
Mataji, we can ask Prabhuji to log off and log in again.
Studio, I can call her. That's it. They can hear you,
I think Prabhu has to check the volume of the speakers, you know, because his microphone is good. That's why we are able to hear him.
If you can hear me, say thumbs up. I cannot hear you. By seeing your thumbs up, I'll start Kirtan and start the program. Okay. So, it's a one-sided program today. I cannot hear you, but it's good if you can hear me. I don't know. There is some technical glitch and my son is not here to help me. So that is depend on Krishna whenever it starts. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Hey, Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hey, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Vrinda Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Gaura Haribol, Haribol. Haribo Nithai Gaura Haribo. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajaka Acharya Astotra Chandra Sri Srimati Divine Grace Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Antara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Samaveta Gaura Bhaktavanda Ki Jai Dai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 2, Text 21. 22 and 23. So first we'll begin with text number 21. Agnidra sutaste matarunagrahad dvau takti kainaiva samhanana valopetaha pitra vibhakta atma tulyanamani yatha bhagam jambudvipa varshani bhukujaha. What happened? Here are the verses. Because of drinking the breast milk of their mother, the nine sons of Agnidra naturally had strong, well-built bodies. Their father gave them each a kingdom in a different part of Jambudvip. The kingdom were named according to the names of the sons. Thus the sons of Agnidra ruled the kingdoms they received from their father. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Acharyas specifically mention that in this verse, the word Matuhu Anugrahat, by the mercy of their mother, referred to the breast milk of their mother. In India, it is a common belief that if a baby is fed his mother's milk for at least 6 months, his body will be strong. Beside that, it is mentioned herein that all the sons of Agnidra were endowed with the nature of their mother. Bhagavad Gita 140 also declares, Strishu Drushteshu Varshneshu Jayate Varna Sankaraha. When women are polluted, Varna Sankara, unqualified children are generated. And when the Varna Sankara population increases, the entire world becomes hellish. Therefore, according to Mani Samhita, a woman needs a great deal of protection in order to remain pure and chaste, so that her children can be fully engaged for the benefit of human society. Text number 22. Agnitro rajatruptaha kama namap sarasamevanu dina aminya manas tada taya manas tasyaha salokatam sruti vignan druda yatra pitaro madayante. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. After Purvachitti's departure, King Agnidra, his lusty desires not at all satisfied, always thought of her. Therefore, in accordance with the Vedic injunctions, the king, after his death, was promoted to the same planet as his celestial wife. That planet, which is called Pitruloka, is where the Pita, the forefathers, live in great delight. Purport. If one always thinks of something, he certainly gets a celestial body, gets a related body after death. Maharaj Agnidra was always thinking of Pitruloka, the place where his wife had returned. Therefore, in accordance with the Vedic injunctions, the king, after his death, was promoted to the same planet as his celestial wife. That planet, which is called Pitruloka, is where the Pitas and forefathers live in great delight. Purport. If one always thinks of something, he certainly gets a related body after death. Maharaj Agnidra was always thinking of Pitruloka, the place where his wife has returned. Therefore, after his death, he achieved that same planet, probably to live with her again. Bhagavad Gita also says, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejanti ante kalevaram tam tameveti kamteya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Bhagavad Gita 8, chapter 8, text 6. We can naturally conclude that if we always think of Krishna or become fully Krishna conscious, we can be promoted to the planet of Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna eternally lives. Text number 23. Saptarete pitari nava bhrataro meru duhitru meru devi pratirupa mukra drishti latam ramyam shamam nari patra deva vitim tin sadhya navo vadham. After the departure of their father, the nine brothers married the nine daughters of Meru named Merudevi, Pratirupa, Ugradamastri, Lata, Ramya, Shyama, Nari, Bhadra, and Devavriti. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the fifth canto, second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Activities of Maharaj Agnidra. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahaganalalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravaktarunda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, sorry for the distractions and communication. I hope you are all still able to hear. So, these purports of Srila Prabhupada's are very important in these two slokas we read, especially the 21st and 22nd. So today we will focus in those class more than the history which is mentioned in this chapter of Agnidra. The points related to woman and points related to how Agnidra was thinking of his wife even at the time of his death, and what he is achieving by that. So these are the two main important points of this last two purports of this chapter by Srila Prabhupada. And only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada we can understand the meaning of this chapter. Especially Vedic literatures, they are very difficult to understand without the proper help of the parampara, proper help of the spiritual master. And to such a delicate subjects which are discussed in the chapter. So the first point here, Prabhupada makes that the Acharya specifically mentioned in this verse the word Matuhu Anugrahat. By the mercy of their mother, a mother referred to the breast milk of their mother. In India, it is a common belief that if a baby is fed his mother's milk for at least 6 months, his body will be very strong. So, this is very important. These purports are written in the mid-70s or early 70s by Srila Prabhupada. And I remember being at very young age at that time, the science, the so-called science, the advanced science at that time was propagating. I remember hearing the advertisements in the radios, and later on when the TV came black and white, that the scientist and so many companies who were producing milk powder, they are propagating that the breast milk is not good for children, and therefore they should feed the powder milk to the babies so that they can become strong, their memory can become strong, and they can live for a long time. So that was, of course, the science in the 60s and 70s, and later probably around early 80s too. And many women, they accepted this, and there were many, I remember, many actresses at that time, they were propagating that you will lose your form, you lose your bodily features if you feed the babies. So we should take to this scientific advancement and feed the milk powder. So this was the propaganda during that time. So, and it was well accepted even by the, in the community of Brahmins who are supposed to know the Vedas, who are supposed to know the scriptures well. And so that this is an influence of modern science over Vedic culture. So Vedic culture is comes from a thorough understanding what is the purpose behind what it is said in the scripture, and how we can understand what is the purpose of what is said in the Vedic scripture is only if we know the purpose of our life and purpose of the Vedic scripture to help us in our life. So those who are on bodily concept of life, they cannot be convinced any matter or anything from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is very hard to convince anything from Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, those who are on the platform of bodily concept of life. It is very difficult to convince anything, because whatever we read in the scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, it is completely transcendental, not even in the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. This is beyond even mode of sattva guna. So even people, those who are in sattva guna, cannot understand sometimes the things which are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Unless they completely transcend even the sattva guna and come to shuddha sattva guna. And in shuddha sattva guna, they go beyond all material conception of religion and only learn how to love God. That means selfless, uninterrupted, selfless service to the Lord. Ahetuki apratihata yayatma samprasidhati. That is the purpose of these scriptures. So when Atma will be completely satisfied, samprasidhati, ahetuki, there should not be any material demand. There should not be anything material expectations from these scriptures. And ahetuki apratihata, the service to Krishna, which is the main sara or the purpose of all the scriptures, is Krishna, as Krishna himself mentions in Bhagavad Gita, that he is the source of all the Vedas, and therefore he, from all the Vedas, he is to be understood. And after you understand Krishna, then you understand that our heart, our soul cannot be pleased without a selfless, unmotivated service to Krishna. And then only when you start experiencing this, the fulfillment from the heart, then only you start appreciating Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So that is not going to come immediately. We have to cross so many impediments of our bodily concept of life. First, our physical body. Then there are mental blocks, there are intellectual blocks. Then there is a ego. And then you come to the soul. So when we read about soul, that is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhagavad Gita, from where we are supposed to start to begin the scriptures. And as we slowly cross all this mental speculation, or believing in our intelligence, or believing in our ego, we have to surpass all these things. And when we have developed 100% faith in the scripture, then only slowly it will be revealed to us. And when we can understand that we are understanding the scripture, when we develop a service attitude towards Krishna, when we develop a service attitude towards Vaishnava, when we develop a service attitude even in chanting, even in reading the books, or even in explaining the books, the scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And through that service, it is mentioned in the scriptures, Sevan Mukehi Jivadu Swayam Evas Puratyada. So only by this service, it will be revealed to us. So Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is not to be understood by head. It can be heard from our ears. And if you try to understand with our intelligence, it is not possible. So what to do with this situation? We should take advantage of the acharyas, those who have understood, and those who have revealed from their understanding of the scriptures, and they have given us these beautiful purports. And through that purports only we can understand the deeper and inner meaning of each verse. So therefore, here we see, especially when it is said, feeding the breast milk. So now you see the science is changed now, and now the same science is telling you to feed the breast milk at least for 6 months. So Prabhupada wrote this purport in the 70s, and now in the 20th century, we are reading this purport, and we can see within this 50 years how science has changed. And that shows us who to believe. And that makes our belief more strong in the Vedic scripture, because they are told by perfect person, Krishna, and in the form of Vyasadeva. So this increases our belief. Science, it may, by our today's intelligence, sometimes may seem to be logical, perfect, or even if it is completely contradictory to Vedic conclusions, and with our eyes, we can see it is perfect. There are so many topics in the scientific world today. You know, they are completely contradictory to Vedic science. But it's a matter of time that they will be completely proved wrong. But for that, I think the end of Kali Yuga will come. So therefore, we do not have time to waste going behind these scientists. We do not have time to live that much long, because we have got a perfect knowledge coming in disciplinary succession in the form of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So therefore, sometime it may be ridiculed, it may be criticized as old-fashioned knowledge or old-age knowledge. But as we heard many times, old is gold. So every word in scriptures, even though they may not appeal to our intelligence, we should accept them as coming from Krishna, as coming from a perfect person, Vyasadeva. And therefore, there is not a single verse or a single word can be questioned by the scientists, even though we may not be able to prove them according to their intellectual capacity, because this is understood according to the improvement of consciousness, not the improvement of your intelligence. And what we go in colleges and schools is improvement of your intelligence, not the improvement of consciousness. So in the Vedic scriptures, they help us to increase our consciousness, to increase our understanding, or increase our intellectual capacity to understand the things which we will not be able to understand through the bodily concept of life. So these scriptures help us to increase our consciousness. And with our increased consciousness, and the topmost consciousness is Krishna consciousness. So when we hear about Krishna consciousness, that is the ultimate consciousness, and from that level, we are seeing all the facts of this material world. So here we are talking about feeding babies at the breast milk of the mother. So Vedas, Ayurveda, that is considered the best woman's boy's body, not only his physical, his consciousness, his bodily strength, his intellectual capacity, everything will be increased by the milk, breast milk of his mother. So therefore, it is very important in Vedic culture, these things are mentioned. So we take it because they are mentioned in the scripture. And in proper perspective, we take it under the guidance of the spiritual master, acharyas like Srila Prabhupada. Now, the second point Prabhupada mentions here, besides that, it is mentioned herein that all the sons of Agnidra were endowed with the nature of their mother. Bhagavad Gita 140 also declares, Stri Shudrushteshu Varshneshu Jayate Varna Shankara. When women are polluted, Varna Shankara, unqualified children are generated. And when the Varna Shankara population increases, the entire world becomes hellish. Therefore, according to Manu Samhita, a woman needs a great deal of protection in order to remain pure and chaste. as that her children can be fully engaged for the benefit of human society. Now, if you read to this purport, to the modern girl or modern woman, they will completely disagree. They will completely ridicule your thoughts, and they will completely boycott these scriptures as old-fashioned and meant for old-fashioned people. We are all mod girls or mod women. Most of the audience today, I can see they're women. So this is not meant for a woman in Krishna consciousness. But let me make it clear. Those who are not Krishna conscious, what is their consciousness? It's bodily consciousness. So those women who are on bodily consciousness, this purport or this Vedic scriptures are to elevate their consciousness to where your consciousness is today, that is Krishna consciousness. So this knowledge is given for the people who have no understanding of Krishna consciousness. So how you accept a knowledge? By humbly oral reception. And if you try to understand why it is said that Varna Shankara, that means when women are polluted, unqualified children are generated. How the woman is polluted? So what does pollution means? And here, Prabhupada quotes Chanakya Pandit, women are always recommended to stay under the protection till their marriage under the father, after the marriage under the husband, and after husband takes sannyas or goes for vanaprastha or for preaching her son. So there is no independence for a woman. Now, today is Women's Day in India. I think it is in America too, or all over the world. Now, women are proudly today are saying that how we have become equal to man and doing the same things that man can do. And how does a woman consider why they need protection? If they can do all these things, why they need a protection? At the same time, today I heard that 80% of women in this world are having an extramarital affairs. Now you come to this point. Now what happens when we look at the modern world? We take only one coin, one side of the coin, and don't compare them to the other side. Now this is the other side of the coin. Yes, modern science or modern intellectual people have offered independence to women, and see the result. 80%. In India, it is 66%. Just imagine why it is called woman consciousness gets polluted. This is the proof of what Vedic literature is explaining. Why all the blame goes to woman only? Why not man? Is that man can do anything and go away and only woman is to be blamed? Not at all. Just like woman has the protection of a man, man is also protected or needs to be controlled by the guru and the scripture. He is not left alone. He is not independent. He is supposed to behave. He is supposed to behave according to the scriptures. Not he can expect his wife or woman to believe according to the scriptures, hey, you need a protection. We are free. It is not like that. woman, a man is also supposed to take shelter of a guru and shelter of scriptures. That is how he is protected and controlled. Now, can guru is independent? Can he say whatever he wants? Because today's gurus, they are also telling there is nothing wrong in extra marital affairs. And they themselves are engaged in this kind of activities. And they say there is no need of any marriage. Especially, you can see this philosophy from Pune, you know, infamous person. He said there is no need of marriage. Sex is just a necessity of a body. And you should have it to the fullest of your satisfaction. And then you will become beyond that. And then you can achieve the complete peace. So this is Guru is telling. So his Guru also is controlled. Guru is also not independent. Guru is controlled by the parampara. He cannot go against the parampara and the scriptures. So the scriptures are coming from God or Krishna, who is a perfect example. And the scriptures, people who follow the Mahajans, is the perfect example. Not the so-called people who read the scripture and take the meaning, whatever they want. Because Krishna does Rasalila, Guru thinks I am a Krishna and I can have Rasalila. And you can see there are many ashrams in India. They are caught that they keep the girls and thinking they are gopis. And just imagine those women, they become attracted and they become, you know, they also think that they are achieving some perfection by having some physical connection with their guru who is Krishna. So this is called pollution. So everyone's consciousness gets polluted when we come on the bodily platform. So not only woman, because only we think, oh, only women are asked to take protection. No, everybody has to be protected, especially women, because of their bodily futures. Man, if he has a physical connection with woman, he will just have a bodily connection, enjoy woman, and then he can raise his hand and go away. And that's what we see in the society. And because woman also was attracted to him physically, not intellectually, not with higher consciousness of just having a physical union. So therefore, scripture mentions what is the purpose of physical union? Just to procreate the children. There is nothing beyond it. No sense enjoyment. And whenever we procreate children for sense enjoyment, that is considered Varna Sankara. So what does happen with Varna Sankara? People, those who are born with lusty desires of their parents at the time of their physical meeting, the same consciousness they bring with them, and they are also becoming lusty. And that is why the population is polluted. Today's population is polluted because people have no understanding the purpose of sex, which is so pure. It's such a pure act in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Krishna explains, I am the sex, if it is performed with religious activities. So sex is a religious activity, it's not a bodily activity. So therefore, Bhagavad Gita explains, those who are asuri, means those who are on fully bodily concept of life, they consider this whole world is created by sex desire. And the purpose of the whole world is just to have sex desire. And therefore, the whole life revolves around sex. Either it is subtle or gross. Everything is meant geared towards sex. So therefore, that is called Varna Sankara. And now you see this prophecy is also coming true when you hear that almost 80% of women in the world are polluted. They have extramarital affection. That means that much of percentage of even men also. So therefore, you can see that is why when you keep completely bodily concept of life, that can destroy the consciousness. That's why Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. He said, Yam Shastravidhim Utsrujyam Vartate Kamakarta Na Siddhim Avapnoti Na Sukham Na Paramgatim. So Yam Shastravidhim Utsrujyam. When you give up the scripture, Vartate Kamakarta, you act according to your lusty concepts of life. Kamakarta. And therefore, what happens? When you give up the scriptures, your mind always brings you to the platform of your body. And if you have no guide from the Vaishnavas or the scriptures of the Guru and the Acharyas, and if your consciousness is not pure to take it, then your consciousness is completely drowned to lust. Everything you do, lust doesn't mean only sex. Lust also means any bodily enjoyment is also lust. Ultimately, the highest point of that lust is man and woman relation. But even to enjoy food is also lust. Even to watch movies or do activities which are not related to Krishna is also lust, because that is ultimately is connected to your physical thoughts, which ultimately teaches you, brings you to the platform of ultimate satisfaction on bodily platform in this world. So therefore, why woman needs a protection? Because physically, she is not strong to handle man. So man's physical capacity is also not compared with woman. She can become physically strong. Now, what is that? Man can entice a woman and she easily gets enticed by or attracted by a man. That is called polluted. Now, woman may say that we are strong. Yes, we are strong. Then what is this 80% of relationship shows? You are not strong. Why you are not strong? Because your consciousness is attracted by sex desire for having a extramarital affairs. That is a fact, and there comes the scripture. That proves that woman needs a protection. And she needs to be protected by a man who has taken shelter of a guru, who has taken shelter of a parampara, who has taken shelter of scripture. Then everything is aligned, so that woman is protected, that man is protected, because they both are protected in Krishna consciousness and because they have higher purpose of life. And therefore, we see that women, if they are polluted, what happens? The Varna Sankara, the children, they are not interested in Krishna consciousness because they are produced with lusty desires. So the guidance from the scriptures helps to have that consciousness. Therefore, that Garbha Samskara is there, Garbha Dana Samskara is there. What is that meant for? It is a science of producing child, making sons Krishna conscious. And that is where scriptures helped us. So, ladies, there need to be protected. In Marathi, there is a saying, Jicha hachi palanachi duri, ti jagala udhari. That means one who has a rope of a cradle, she can udhari, that means she can elevate the whole world And that is the power of a woman in Vedic scripture. That is the power of a woman. More than a man, she can, uplift the human society. And you can see, therefore, it is said that behind every successful man, there is a woman. So that goes true in even spiritual life. So in woman's, if consciousness is elevated to Krishna consciousness, she naturally becomes helpful in husband Krishna consciousness. And ultimately by that, she is also benefited. So therefore, scripture advises both man and woman to elevate their consciousness, elevate their consciousness, and take shelter of the scripture, a guru, sadhu, and shastra, and willingly become controlled by Krishna, by scripture, other than the lusty desires of this body, which are ultimately never satisfied. And again, you come back into this material world to enjoy the same thing till you come to this consciousness that this is the cause. Kama, krodas, tatha, lobas, tasmat, etat, trayam, tradesh, as Bhagavad Gita explains. These are the three. Kama, krodha, lobha. That means lust, anger, and greed. These are the three things which bring us back. Other three things follow these three things. They bring us back to this material world. So therefore, just imagine pollution of this material world. Not only human, everybody's consciousness is polluted in the material world because of these lusty desires. So therefore, in Vedic culture, now you are all, if somebody is around 50 years of age, you just think about your mother, you just think about your grandmother, what was their consciousness? They may not be 100% Krishna consciousness, what we think we are today, but just the culture of them, what was their consciousness and what they were doing and how the whole world was so pure and peaceful. You can see even the divorce rates in America, in first 3 years of marriage, 70% of marriage are completely broke up because of divorce. Now, in America, especially in the Western countries, to come to that marriage level, how many things they do? First, their friends, then girlfriend, boyfriend, then there is a dating, and then there is a fiancé, whatever that is, and then they get married. Then why that marriage is broken in 3 years? Because all these things are based on bodily concept of life and without knowing the purpose of life. And therefore, the marriages they broke. And again, they try to find the same thing in some other partner that is also breaking. So you can see there are 7-7 imitate marriages happening. And ultimately, the society is coming with a new solutions. And what are those new solutions? That I don't know what they are called, some kind of a living together, mutual understanding without getting married. And they have kids and everything. So I don't know these different names for today's generation they gave them, you know. And laws also are allowing them. So this is the pollution. Because ultimately it depends because they have no understanding of what the purpose of life is. So if you think about your mother or your grandmother, where they used to spend their time mostly in the kitchen. Now, when you think in India, you tell these things, a woman means child and home. Why you are restricting them to only child and home? So there is a reason behind it. Because woman knows how to cook. I have seen my mother and my grandmother. And their food keeps you healthy mentally, intellectually, and spiritually. Now, everybody goes to work. We eat outside. We are destroyed mentally, physically, intellectually, and most of all, spiritually. So food is the basic of all your life. Therefore, we say you are what you eat. So if mother cooks food in home, offers it to Krishna, and gives it as prasadam, your whole physical care is taken. My mother, I remember, she will cook different season, different food, morning, afternoon, evening, different food, for kids, for young people, for old people, different foods. Women in their different, in their pregnancy, after pregnancy, different food. Who have this understanding? Who have this understanding? Even take a very, very neglected part of the society, those who make the pots, pot makers, I don't know what they are called in English, those who make the pots. Previously, all the pots were made from mud. Now, all the pots are made for different rice cooked in different pot, dal cooked in different pot, dahi according to season put in different pot, and sabjis according to sabjis they are cooked in different pot. And only that pot maker, artan pot maker, he knows the science, and he is completely ignored. Today they are not in existence. And today's who have invented pressure cooker, he gets a prize. He becomes known as a great scientist. Just imagine how foolish we are to accept that. The person, simple person in the village who makes the pot, he has the greatest of understanding which food should be cooked in which pot. And woman knows that. Which food cooks should be pot. Why the Jagannath Puri Prasadam tastes so good? It is not cooked in metal pot. It is cooked in the pots. And if you go to the kitchen, you will see different colors and different shapes and different mud pots are used for different preparations. Still the tradition is there. This is what woman knows. And this is the secret of everybody's life. So therefore, nobody is sick in home. Now, how much money we spend to the doctors, to feeding the insurance? So you are earning money, but you are spending it all in all these things. Previously, woman, again in Marathi, they are called Ajiza Batwa. She will be sitting. She will take care of everybody's sickness, from small to big. Everybody's sickness, she is taking care of. I remember I'm a very small village, probably around not even a half million at that point when I was young. There are only five doctors, Ayurvedic doctors, not allopathic doctors at that much. And they used to take care of 200,000 people of my city. Now in the same lane, there are practically doctor for every part of your life, from your toenail to your head, hair. Previously, one doctor used to take care of all body. Now, do we call this science as advanced or degraded? I don't know. One doctor will take care of all the parts of the body. And now there are hundreds of doctors taking care of different parts of body. Still, people are suffering more diseased. So this is woman's food it makes and the culture. The culture. What they give, because man do not have time because he's busy with job. So mother's connection, because of her physical connection to the boy, she can lovingly give culture to boy or girl. They can learn under her till they go to Gurukul or today's school, and their mental strength, their bodily strength, intellectual strength, and because of their spiritual strength, they always hear stories from the grandmother or grandfather and therefore will develop their consciousness. And this is the role of a woman in Vedic culture, raising everybody's consciousness with their food or medicinal herbs, and to help them, whole family, and they all stayed together. I remember when I was a small kid, we had 25, 30 people in my house. My grandparents, my four uncles, four aunties, and there we are like 15 kids in home. And in that, everyone will have together in the evening. We'll have nice kathas and kirtans, and we will all playing together. So this is what Vedic culture is, and that is the role of a woman. Now I'm just presenting you. I'm not telling this how to fit this in today's concept of life, but this is the concept, and that is the difference between woman's consciousness and Prabhupada. Many purports Prabhupada, you will see his writing. There are no divorces in India. Unfortunately, it has changed. Even in devotee community, this is taking place. Unfortunately, it is heartbreaking to say, even these extramarital affairs in devotional community are taking place. This so much degradation is going on of our consciousness. So better all be protected with the Guru Sadhu Shastra. And at least try to get some guidelines, some hindrances of our life and impediments, and what will come if we don't follow Krishna consciousness, and how it is so attractive but so dangerous for our spiritual life and also for whole society. And now because of Kali Yuga, because of people are increased in lusty desires, so this is going to be more degraded. So we should focus more on the scriptures. And then we come to the last point, Agnidhara. Even though he has this beautiful wife, he was not satisfied. In spite of creating so many children, he was not satisfied. Why this is said? Because as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Kamarupena Kaunteya Dushprena Nilancha, this lusty desire is like a fire that cannot be controlled, that can only be purified, as mentioned in the scripture, by improving our consciousness, bringing it to the consciousness of Krishna consciousness. Not keeping our basic principles, we come to Krishna consciousness. Not keeping eating, mating, sleeping and defending is the goal of our life. So these are there to develop our consciousness to go back home, back to Godhead. So we have to prepare and to understand this body is not meant for physical attraction. That will go. In Marathi Pravachans, I say, Bharane means attraction is there, but that is not the purpose. That will go away within 6 months. Bharane means attraction. And more important is to understand each other, Sambharane. That means to take care of each other by engaging in Krishna consciousness. So Bharane is attraction will go away. Sambharane, whole of life. And that possible with understanding the purpose of life. So at the end of life, you will be able to remember Krishna, because that is what it is said here. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. So Agnidra, unfortunately, as mentioned in this purport, went to Pitruloka. So all the forefathers, means whoever do not go to Swargaloka or even beyond that, they go to this Pitruloka. And Prabhupada mentions, because he was thinking so much of his wife, wherever his wife went, Pitruloka. So this is beyond our conception to understand this. Just let it live there. So focus on where we can, how we can go to back to Godhead. Because again, going to Pitruloka, Siddhaloka, Swargaloka, Brahmaloka, Shivaloka, Jesusloka, Allaloka, there are so many lokas are there. let us not get entangled into all these lokas. Better focus where to go than try to understand how we went there, how they went there. So that is beyond our understanding, because karmana gahano gati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the complexity or intricacies of karma are very difficult to understand. Just accept at what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Yanti deva pratam rajam pitrun vanti prituvrataha bhutani yanti bhuteja madhya chimam atimam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who worship demigods, yanti devam yata devam, they go to the demigod planet. Pitrun yanti pitruvrata, they do worship, or those who are attached to their pitrus, they go to their planet. Bhutani yanti bhuteja, those who are in the those who are attracted to praitas and bhutas and pichachas, they go to their planet. Manti adhyacha pimam, but one who thinks about me, one who worships me with love and devotion, antakale chimameva, then only they can come back to me. And that is the purpose of our life. And that is why we have to be very careful. The whole life has to be blessed. So everyone has to play their roles. So therefore, we in Krishna consciousness culture, we have a great example of Sita, Ram's wife, how a wife should be. Kunti, how a mother is, in spite of so many difficulties, how she took care and how she raised. Because Kunti, unfortunately, has gone through this Karana. Just imagine, because of course it is transcendental, but just for a lesson we can understand. She could not accept Karana because she was born from Suryadev, which was not accepted by society. So she has to reject Karana. Okay. So some people come out, hey, your Kunti did that. But that is to teach us not to do that. You know, Krishna, that was Krishna's arrangement or some way or the other. So we should not compare ourselves. Yeah, Kunti did that. She had an, before marriage, she had an affair. So we can also have. So if you think like that, then you will have consequences of Kunti and Karana. If you are ready for that, then go for it. But if you want to learn from that, then you should have a proper understanding from scripture. Learn that is not meant for us. We should not do that. So therefore, there are so many instances in the scriptures which are explained. So we should not follow that. Therefore, even devotees are used. Their lives are used to teach us. Because they are so surrendered. They are not considered about the insult in their life. So therefore, we are learning from the scriptures. And therefore, this is a guideline for us. So Kunti is there. Then Draupadi, even though she is a wife of five, you know, how she is dedicated to Krishna. She considers Krishna to be her protector, even though she has five husbands. So what does it mean? Now, even one husband is not enough to protect you. Their five husbands could not protect. And that is the lesson we learn from Draupadi. That even though there are five strong, world-famous husbands are there, still Draupadi could not protect it, because she was not only physically weak, but all these husbands were mentally, they were they were caught in a very dharma sankat. Even Bhishma could not control, Bhishma could not protect Dronacharya, Krupacharya, Dhritarashtra, and they could not protect. So therefore, we should understand Draupadi took shelter of Krishna. That is what we learned. That is her chastity to Krishna. And there is no physical relation. There is a love which is unmotivated, uninterrupted. And then there is a Gandhari who is the wife of Dhritarashtra. And Mandodari who is the wife of Ravana. Both of these are a demonic mentality. But because of their culture, because of their understanding of the they would have left and married to somebody else, maybe some demigods. They didn't do that. So that's the reason we learn these examples from the scriptures and try to protect ourselves. So not only woman, everybody needs the protection. And protection, what is that protection? To some end substance, the protection is from Maya, illusion. That makes us think what we are not. So we all need protection. And the best protection is taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet by chanting with a humble heart that I need a protection, not with a arrogant heart, I can do myself anything I want and I don't have to worry about anything, any results. And we learn from the scriptures, the results are you are getting, you have to suffer again and again. So intelligent person will take shelter, protection of Krishna. And therefore Prabhupada said, you know, in America, he said, people are proud of independence. But Krishna, Prabhupada explains, real independence is to depend on Krishna. And that is what we are looking for in this human form of life. And we are all fortunate by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially coming to us through Srila Prabhupada and all his followers. So therefore, we should look for the protection of the Vaishnavas in our day-to-day life, forgetting about their offenses, forgetting about their ill behavior, forgetting about, we should try to support each other to bring up Krishna consciousness, up their Krishna consciousness. How many people are there who want to come out of that polluted condition of this material world? Very few. So why look at their polluted condition? Why not look at their efforts to become Krishna conscious? And let us all help each other. And we are in a boat by which the captain is Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON is a boat which is carrying us across the river, and dangerous river becomes more dangerous in Kali Yuga. Already this Bhava Sagar is very difficult, and Kali Yuga, it is tsunami is there, and in that tsunami we are all caught. But fortunately there is a boat of ISKCON, Captain Srila Prabhupada and his assistants, which are our direct gurus. Take their help, give up the petty fight about who is great, who is not great, and simple things going on in this world or in movement, and take shelter of the holy name and Vaishnavas, and let us cross this material world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, I hope you are able to hear. I don't know.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, can you hear us?
Yes, now I can. If you have any questions,
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class, explaining so detailed each and every point, really inspiring us. So I request all the devotees, if anybody have any questions or realizations to Prabhuji, you can please go ahead.
Probably I stunned everybody who are talking things which people don't like to hear.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class. Your classes are always so wonderful, and I love how direct you are. Thank you for making the points about how we all need protection, both men and women, and that in Kali Yuga, you know, we're all battling, we're all fighting the same fight and sharing the same battle. And if we work together under the protection of Guru Shastra and Krishna, then we will all, you know, go, like you said, the transcendental boat, we're on that boat. And if we can all just stay together and protect one another, then we can cross over Maya. So thank you so very much, Prabhuji, for the class. It was wonderful.
I request any other devotees have any other questions or realizations to Prabhuji, you can please go ahead.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dando Pranam, Almost Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so very much, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful class. I have a question that why Purvachiti went to Pitruloka and not other planets like Swargaloka or where the Indra is? And
yes, and that is the reason my last sentence before ending the class, I told you about that. It's very difficult to understand. Her marriage was arranged by Brahma. And why she went to Pitruloka we don't know. We just accept it because these are, at least I'm not aware of any history of why. I didn't prepare for this class. Therefore, I don't know the history in Srimad Bhagavatam. Maybe somebody who read the chapter with details will be able to understand. I'm sorry, I do not have answer for this.
That's okay, Prabhuji. But as per my understanding, is like, you know, our ancestor, when they after death, they go to Pitruloka. So she was the celestial girl, and she was having what happened? She died and then went, or she left her body, or she went with body, or
That is not, as far as I read the chapter, that is not mentioned. They are just coming into the end of their marriage, how after they had children, she left. So it is not, as far as I know, it is not mentioned how she left. So because she was called by Brahma, that's how she came, but I am not sure. Maybe if you go into some other previous 10-15 verses, we'll be able to find that out. But I, as far as I know, I don't know there is any mention about how she went, whether she left her body, so she left in the celestial body. I don't think it is mentioned anywhere.
Okay.
I'm not claiming that I know everything.
No, Prabhuji. I didn't say that.
When it comes to these details, Mataji, I'm not good. I can tell you the conclusions. I'm not an intellectual, I'm a simple devotee.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a very nice class. Prabhuji, just a practical question I wanted to ask you is, you nicely explained about the need for awareness of all the subtle karmic reactions and the laws that are not, unless and until like we are fortunate to read Prabhupada's books, it's very subtle. But can you provide some suggestion like how the younger generation can be made aware of, apart from directly reading, obviously, Prabhupada's books, but is there any forum? We know that at least for, say, boys, there are some training facilities available around the world in India. But for girls, is there any way that they can be trained when they are growing, apart from being trained at home? And also, like, are there any facilities available within ISKCON, say, when they become, when they come to an age where they can understand these things much better? They can be well-trained to enter into, say, Grihastha Ashram with a well-trained thought process. Because otherwise, what happens is they go through the same things that we went through.
Yes. The best influence children get is from the behavior of their parents. So therefore, if we present ourselves, you know, then there is no better example in front of them, because most of them, my Guru Maharaj explains, the consciousness or the mind of a child is like a sponge, and the sponge doesn't consider whether it's a dirty water, pure water, Ganga water, or gutter water, doesn't consider. It's just whatever is around is absorbs. So children are absorbing whatever is happening around them, and then they go into the outside world. So there is a whole ISKCON woman ministry there, and they have so many programs. I do not know the details about that. So some senior Prabhupada disciples, Matajis, can guide you on that. And in Pune, we have actually just like a youth has a voice, and similarly. They have programs for the girls from their childhood. So every Sunday, there are programs for the girls and everything. I don't know, each temple have their own programs about the girls. So that is up to each facilities available around us. But the most important, again, ultimately, is going to come to us in the home only. So I know you are concerned about your daughter, and it is natural. So best example is mother. For a girl, father is a discipliner, mother is a culture giver. So they learn by engaging them from their childhood only. I remember we were very young, like boys, like 10 year, 8 year. We used to watch all the, that time our aunties were young. So those aunties, my grandmother will make them to, bring something, do this thing in the kitchen, do this thing in the kitchen, wash vegetables, go and bring the flowers, give these flowers to your father for puja, do the preparation for puja. And all these girls were busy, you know, under the grandmother and mother, and which is my grandmother, their mother. And she was completely being busy. That's one of the purpose Prabhupada is talking about. Women should be always busy in ritualistic activities. You know, intellectually, they may not be able to understand, even though they will be able to, but may not be. And they are not interested also. They are interested in simple, it's to do it. So learning cooking, learning all these activities, helping in deity worship, playing games with them, which are like Krishna conscious, you know, reading scriptures with them, doing kirtan together. So in this way, at least till they become to like around 10, 12, when they start going outside, then you may take help of some senior Mataji's with their some programs in ISKCON. There are some women ministry has something for young girls who are growing up. Okay, that's what I can suggest.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So congratulations and happy Women's Day. And please forgive me if I have in my thought process, which I could not control my tongue and spoke something wrong against all the Matajis. You are all my mothers. And please bless me. Forgive me. And thank you for giving me this opportunity. If you have any other questions, otherwise, Hare Krishna. See you some other time.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful, wonderful class.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, you did not say anything wrong.
But, you are my mother, Mataji, so you always protect your child.
Prabhuji, you know, class was very, very instructive for the girls and, you know, ladies and also the devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness. So thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again for such a wonderful, wonderful class. We look forward for your association in future. Let's all pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpatarupyasya parvindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Grantar Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupad ki jai. His grace Vrindavan Das Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.